Good afternoon. Portugal's foreign minister said Spain's decision to require a negative COVID-19 test for people crossing the border must have been an error. Portugal had asked Spanish authorities for clarification on what could have only been a mistake, so Portugal's foreign minister Augusto Santos Silva said. The land border between the two Iberian nations reopened on May the 1st after 3 months of restrictions and checks, providing relief to local tourist hotspots. Currently, Spain requires air travellers to be tested or vaccinated, whilst Portugal requires a negative test from travellers from Spain. But neither country had requested tests for people crossing the border by land. The website for the General Consulate of Spain in Portugal said yesterday that all those aged 6 and above crossing the land border from Portugal must have a negative COVID-19 test, proof of vaccination, or proof of an antibody test. Spain's Health Ministry website said that all travellers from high-risk zones needed to show a negative PCR test on entry from June the 7th. A list of high-risk countries included Portugal, alongside 26 other European countries and nearly all countries outside the bloc. The Spanish Health Ministry and Foreign Ministry were not immediately available for comment. US tech giant Amazon plans to invest €2.5 billion in new data centres in the region of Aragon that will open in mid-2022, so the company said on one of its websites yesterday. The cloud computing service unit of Amazon will invest the amount over a period of 10 years, the company said. The investment includes capital expenditure, the construction of the centres, imports of equipment and operating expenses, such as the salaries of the 1,300 employees the company will hire there. Amazon Web Services has had a presence in Spain since 2012 and is building more infrastructure to be able to host data in Spain for its customers who require it. The Guardia Civil in Mijas have arrested a wanted 32-year-old Romanian man who was hiding in the town under a false identity. The man was wanted by the Polish authorities and Interpol after being sentenced to 4 years in prison for drug trafficking. The suspect was identified a month ago when local police in Benalmádena found him and 6 other people, also of Romanian nationality, squatting in a house in the town. Officers realised that the man was using false documentation, but he managed to escape arrest by jumping out of a window. On Sunday, a month after the first sighting, the Guardia Civil located him on a residential development in the town. After being identified, the international search warrant was served and he was arrested. He'll now be handed over to the National Court, which will process his extradition back to Poland. A record for the number of vaccinations given has been broken, with over 1 million doses given over the weekend. In total now, 23% of the population have been fully vaccinated, whilst 42% have received at least one dose. In total, 19.7 million people have now received a jab, with the vaccination drive expected to meet its planned target of 70% of the population by the end of the summer. And the Spanish soccer squad's players will get a COVID-19 vaccine shot tomorrow, less than a week before their opening Euro 2020 match, after captain Sergio Busquets tested positive, so the sports minister José Manuel Rodríguez Arribas said this morning. Busquets' positive test has thrown Spain's tournament preparations into chaos, with the remaining 23 players going into isolation, along with their coaching staff. An under-21 side, led by their coach, Luis de la Fuente, will face Lithuania tonight in what was supposed to be the nation's final warm-up game before the Euros. Spain are due to play Sweden in their Group E opener on Monday. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.